The Rama in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Sadi Hey mentions the recitation of the psukim of V'yitein Lecha on Motzei Shabbos, which we do not say as a tzibur in the shul, but it is a minhag brought in Shulchan Aruch, and the recitation of V'yitein Lecha is already mentioned in the Kolbo, one of the early Rishonim in Siman Mem Aleph, and the end of the tour in Siman Reish Sadi Hey. Rav Yitzhak Abadi, Nor Yitzhak, and Nor Chaim in Chelek Aleph and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin notes that the recitation of V'yitein Lecha is not a chiyuv. You don't have to say those things, but it is something good to say if you can. The Sefer HaManhig notes that we recite these psukim as a prayer that the Jewish people should be blessed with these brachos in the coming week. That's why those psukim of V'yitein Lecha are there, as a tefillah to Hashem that we should have all of the good things that are encompassed in these paragraphs. And the full text of V'yitein Lecha is only first brought in the Machzor Vitri, the student of Rashi, around 1100. That's the first time we have the full text that we have it as we know it nowadays. What is the setup of V'yitein Lecha? There are essentially six or seven sections. The first are the psukim of bracha. It begins with the brachos that Yitzhak gave to Yaakov, then it moves to the brachos that Yaakov gave to Yosef, and then the section concludes with the brachos of Dvarim and Perek Zayin. And these brachos have to do with the land and children and brachos for our families. And then it continues with other brachos that are given to Moshe and Klal Yisrael in different places in Sefer Devarim as well. That is section number one. Section number two of V'yitein Lecha is the Geula and the Yeshua. Psukim from Nach with psukim about tshuva and then about busha, embarrassment in front of Hashem, and the rejoicing of the ultimate geula at the end of days. The third section is Das Hashem, knowing Hashem, psukim that relate to learning Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. The fourth section are psukim of Pidyon, that Hashem will redeem us. The third is section of psukim of Hashem turning hafecha, bad things into good things. And the last section of psukim are the psukim of Shalom. And then, after all those psukim, the Gemara brings us a Gemara, which is here in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph. Amar of Yochanan Kol Makom, She'atamotze gvuraso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu atamotze an v'senuso. Davar zekasa b'Torah, v'shani b'nevi'im m'sholosh b'ksuhim. Wherever you find Hashem's gvura, you find his humility as well. We find a source in Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, as we said, Torah that Hashem Elokeichem Elokei Elokim, that he is mighty Adonai Adonim, and then it says that he's also a Mishvat Yosef Amani, he takes care of the widows and the orphans, and then again in Nevi'im, Komar Ram V'nisa Shochin Ad Kadosh, Hashem is powerful, but again it says afterwards, Ksiv Masrei, V'yasakal Shvaruach, that he takes care of those who are brokenhearted, and then finally in Ksuvim, Sulul Roche Barobos, that Hashem is above the heavens and powerful over the whole world, and then it says, Av Yisom V'dayal Manos, that Hashem is the father of the orphans, and those who goes after those who afflict the widows. Now, the Machzor Vitri notes, and in our Siddurim, we have a very different girsa than we have in our Gemara. Our Gemara said, Kol makom she'atamotze gvuraso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you see the power of Hashem. But in the Machzor Vitri, and in our Siddurim, it says, Kol makom she'atamotze gedulaso, the greatness of Hashem, gedula versus Gevura. This is discussed at length in a tshuva of the Node of Yehuda. The Node of Yehuda has a tshuva to Rav Yeshaya Pick, who was the Rav of Berlin. And in the tshuvas Node of Yehuda, Orachaim, Mahadura Tanyana Simen Chav, he tries to explain the difference in the girsos, and he defends our nusach as we have it in Shas of Gevura. And the Otzer HaTfilo says that the Gedulaso is more correct because the psukim talk about Hashem's Gedula, but we have two girsos, that one is in Shas and one is in the Siddur. There's a beautiful comment of the Kutzker Rav. The Kutzker Rav said that this is pshat in the pasuk of that Hashem malach geus lavesh, that Hashem dresses in geus, in gaiva. So says the Kutzker, Hashem has gaiva? What does that mean? So the Kutzker Rebbe says that Hashem only dresses. He's lavush. It's an outer garment. Hashem's powerful, intense, overpowering Demeter is just an outer shell. But really on the inside, Hashem is warm and caring and cares about those in need at the end of the day. And that's why it says that the gaiva of Hashem is just the lavush. It's just in the outside. But on the inside, more, to say, warm, cuddly, whatever it may be, but Hashem is more of a warm being in that respect. Why do we include this Gemara, though? The psukim I get, but what is this Gemara doing there? So the Lakutei Ma'ariach, the classic work of Minhagim and Chelek Beis, says that in fact there is no connection, and he does not understand why it is here. He just says they threw in a nice Gemara. And he says, if you look in the Sidure Sfarad, they don't include this Gemara at all. The Machzor Vitri does have it, though. The Sidur Avodas Yisrael, he brings two very nice explanations as to why we begin the week with this concept of strengthening our Amun and Hashem. He says, point one is that one may think, how can I ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu for such a lofty list of things? Hashem, I want peace and bracha and shalom and all these litany of things that I am requesting. Hashem is so powerful. Hashem is dealing with major world issues and major politics all over the country and across the universe. And Hashem cares about my simple requests of bracha and parnasa and things of that nature. And the answer in this Gemara is that after you went through all of these things, that even though Hashem is so great and so powerful, he cares deeply about the tefillos of the lowly and the simple and the people who are not necessarily running the world. And he very much wants to help out. The Shla writes a similar idea, but this beautiful idea being that we say, ah, Hashem has time for me. I requested all these things of Pidyon and Das Hashem and Shalom and Bracha and Parnas and health for my family. All these things are important to me. And it says, Hashem, they're important to me too. I also care about you. I'm invested in you and I care about what's going on. And therefore, we remind ourselves of this with this beautiful Gemara. The Avodas Yisrael also says that it's to remind us to be honest in business as we start the week. Because may perhaps in business we will take advantage of someone. And we may take advantage of someone who doesn't know any better, who doesn't have anybody to back them up. And therefore, before we go out into the work week, we read this Gemara and say, Hashem is backing up those people that you may take advantage of. The Almanos and the Yisomim, Hashem cares for them. And therefore, don't take advantage of anybody throughout the week in your business, because Hashem is going to be their protector and the Avi Yisomim and bring them to justice as well. Let's just discuss some of the halachos of V'yitain Lecha as it connects to the rest of our davening. The Raman, Tafresh Sadi Gimel, says that V'yitain Lecha is recited before Mikra Megillah and Havdalah, and that is generally the minhag, as the Mishnah Berurah says in other places. We always recite it before Havdalah in shuls where they recite Havdalah. Havdalah is done afterwards. On Motzei Shabbos Chol HaMoed, the Prima Gadim writes in Reish Sadi Hey that you still recite Ve'yitain Lecha, but the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Gimel says that it is not proper to say it, since Melacha should not be done during the week of Chol HaMoed. You should not be going to work technically on Chol HaMoed unless you don't have to. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're going to ask Hashem for Brach and Parnas of business when maybe you shouldn't be going to business, you should be taking off. And therefore, he says, therefore it's not appropriate, it would be a zilzul of Chol HaMoed to request special help in those areas on Motzei Shabbos Chol HaMoed. The Prima Gadim says in Taf Tzadi Hei that we don't say V'yitain Lecha on Motzei Shabbos, that goes into a Yantif as well. That is clear because you're not going to be working. And the Gesher Achaim in Chelek Alf and also Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Samachei, Sif Lamadald say that during Shiva, an Avel does not recite V'yitain Lecha, since there are psukim of simcha, and it's not appropriate for someone in Shiva to reflect on those psukim. And then finally, the Mate Ephraim in Tafresh Chav Dalad says that if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you still say Ve'itain Lecha on Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur as well. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Chav Dalad. Hey, however, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Halicha Shlomo Yom Kippur, you should wait to recite these psukim until after Havdalah, because it's not fair to make people wait because you want to say these psukim, they cannot eat. The Aderes, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, writes in the Tefillas David, his beautiful kuntras on Tefillah, that V'yitain Lecha should be recited at home in this case as well. Don't say V'yitain Lecha in shul, go home, make Havdalah, and then after you sit and eat something, then say the psukim V'yitain Lecha for bracha the rest of the week. Okay.